الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to our viewers and listeners of Madani channel yes start your day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal who is our sustainer our provider cherisher and nourisher the master of the day of judgment he is the owner initiator and creator of everything that exists Allah wahidu yakta hai ایک خدا بس تنہا ہے کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے ایک ہی سب کی سنتا ہے اللہ 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 We send peace and blessings upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے برستا نہیں دیکھ کر ابر رحمت بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ میرے چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions علیہم رضوان تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانا نور کا صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ Dear viewers of Madani channel, it has been stated by Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ who is the second Khalifa in Islam He says, إِنَّ الدُّعَاءَ مَوْقُوفٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَسَعَدُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى تُسَلِّيَ عَلَى نَبِيِّكَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ اللہ اکبر He says, the dua remains suspended between the earth and sky and it does not reach the doors of acceptance until a person recites durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. His dua does not reach the doors of acknowledgement or acceptance until he recites durood upon Rasul Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jalla bless us through the blessings of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's get together and praise our Aqa and our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, indeed, we do have some other beautiful kalams that we will be listening to as we go along in our program. But for this morning, inshallah, azza wa jal, let's get together and recite Durud-e-Pak loudly upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا ومولانا محمد
سب
سب سے اولا وہ اعلی ہمارا نبی، سب سے بالا وہ اعلی ہمارا نبی، اپنے مولا کا پیار ہمارا نبی، اپنے مولا کا پیار ہمارا نبی، اپنے مولا کا پیار ہمارا نبی، دونوں عالم کا دولہ ہمارا نبی، اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد، جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوہ نما، انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا، ہر کوئی فدا بن دیکھے، ہر کوئی فدا بن دیکھے، تو دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا، اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سیدنا و مولانا محمد، چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنی کایا ہی پلٹ دے دنیا کی، چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنی کایا ہی پلٹ دے دنیا کی، یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی، یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی، مختار کا عالم کیا ہوگا، مختار کا عالم کیا ہوگا، اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this was of course the morning session and you are watching the early echo. Alhamdulillah, we are of course reciting durood, sending salams and salutations upon the most exalted and celebrated Habib of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is none other than our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant you the blessings of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world as well as in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, today we are going to be discussing some of the questions which have been asked and the answers given by His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnah Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah. So inshallah Zawajal, the first question for this morning is that, is it true that trimming your nails at your shop or place of business causes misfortune? A brother had asked this question with regards to cutting the nails at night and cutting the nails at the business. Can nails be cut at night? The answer which His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnat had given dear viewers is, trimming the nails is not misfortune act but rather a rewarding one. Allahu Akbar. How it becomes rewarding? If a person cuts his nails with the intention of following the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sequence of cutting and clipping your nails, dear viewers. If cutting the nails at a shop causes misfortune, then His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnat says, then they should not be cut at home either, as misfortune will arrive there as well. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So cutting them within 40 days is a sunnah. If more than 40 days have passed and the nails are not cut, then such a person will be sinful. Amir Ahl Sunnat also further says, it is permissible to cut the nails at night. It is incorrectly widely spread amongst people that clipping the nails at night is prohibited. Amir Ahl Sunnat says, of course, with the references of many other various books of Islam, there is no such evidence, dear viewers of Madani Channel. There are some people who become superstitious and they bring about these omens and say that they are evil or bad omens. If anyone does this, then this will happen. However, Islam has not taught us this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, our mind should be clear and just clip your nails within 40 days. Do not allow more than 40 days to pass and then you allow your nails to grow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His blessings and rahmah upon our brothers and sisters out there. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah, there are many other questions, dear viewers, which have been asked and His Eminence has given the answers to it, subhanallah. There are many questions that could be in our minds, but we do not have the time to ask the scholars. So subhanallah, watch this program, dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you can make the time for this, subhanallah. There are so many questions which are posed to him via emails, via live calls, via SMSs, whilst those brothers who are present there at the Madani Muzakira itself, subhanallah, ask questions and His Eminence then grants and gives the answers in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless him in abundance. We will now listen to a beautiful and amazing kalam. Subhanallah, bada pyara kalam hai, ise sunte hain. And when we do come back, dear viewers, we have more questions and many other aspects of Islam. Stay tuned with us till the end of today's episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों, ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों, तेरे नाम पर सबको वारा करूं मैं, आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह, फिदा का या हबीब अल्लाह, है आरज़ू हमारी, है जुस्तुजू हमारी, है आरज़ू हमारी, है जुस्तुजू हमारी, नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी, नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी। कहते हैं बरमला हम मायूस क्यों फिरे हम, कहते हैं बरमला हम मायूस क्यों फिरे हम, सरकार के गदा है कोई नहीं हमें गम, सरकार के गदा है कोई नहीं हमें गम, कोई नहीं हमें गम। किस्मत है ये हमारी हर दम गलब पर जारी, किस्मत है ये हमारी हर दम गलब पर जारी, नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी, नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी, आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह, फिदा का या रसूल अल्लाह, फिदा का या हबीब अल्लाह, है आरज़ू हमारी, है जुस्तुजू हमारी, है आरज़ू हमारी, है जुस्तुजू हमारी, नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी, नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी।
रंजो अलम हमारे सब दूर हो गए हैं, रंजो अलम हमारे सब दूर हो गए हैं, हम जिक्र मुस्तफा से मसरूर हो गए हैं, हम जिक्र मुस्तफा से मसरूर हो गए हैं, मसरूर हो गए आका, सदा है ये हमारी छोड़े हम दुनियादारी, सदा है ये हमारी छोड़े हम दुनियादारी,
नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी, नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी,
आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह,
फिदा का या रसूल अल्लाह, फिदा का या हबीब अल्लाह, फिदा का या रसूल अल्लाह, फिदा का या हबीब अल्लाह, सारे में तुम्हारे है किस्मत ये हमारी है, कुर्बान दिलो जाए ہے کیا شان تمہاری ہے.
وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت, وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت, پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت, پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت, کرتے ہیں ان کی آقا. کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری, کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری.
نبی پہ جائے صدقے, نبی پہ جائے واری, نبی پہ جائے صدقے, نبی پہ جائے واری.
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ, آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ, آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ, آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ, آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ, آقا ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری, ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری. نبی پہ جائے صدقے, نبی پہ جائے واری, نبی پہ جائے صدقے, نبی پہ جائے واری.
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے, ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے, دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے, دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے, سر اپنا ہم جھکائے. ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری, ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری.
نبی پہ جائے صدقے, نبی پہ جائے واری, نبی پہ جائے صدقے, نبی پہ جائے واری.
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ, آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ, آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ, آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ, آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ, آقا سارے میں تمہارے ہیں, قسمت یہ ہماری ہے, قربان دل و جان ہے کیا شان تمہاری ہے.
یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت, یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت, غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت, غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت, مرشد سے یہ عقیدت. محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری, محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری.
نبی پہ جائے صدقے, نبی پہ جائے واری, نبی پہ جائے صدقے, نبی پہ جائے واری.
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ, آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ, آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ, آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ, آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ, آقا ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری, ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری. نبی پہ جائے صدقے, نبی پہ جائے واری, نبی پہ جائے صدقے, نبی پہ جائے واری.
Subhanallah, welcome back to your viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam, rejuvenating and spiritually uplifting. Subhanallah, kya baat hai Madine ki, what can be said about loving the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is part of iman, increase this love every single day, follow the blessed teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, now subhanallah, we move on to the next question. A person had asked, how is it to use any word for moon? He says, some Urdu speaking children use the words Chanda Mamu for moon. Is it allowed to say Chanda Mamu? Allahu Akbar. Chanda is chand, And what is Mamut? So we will understand this as we go along. Subhanallah, Amir Ahl Sunnah then answers this question of the brother, and he says it is allowed and there is no harm in it by Sharia. He says some Urdu speaking people also call a fool Mamut. Allahu Akbar. Or when they fool any person, they say, I have made him a Mamut. Remember, this is a place to understand, dear viewers, is it allowed to even do this? I'm sure you have heard something like this before in your city or in your neighborhood. Different cultures, different places have different words to tease people. But Mamu is a very common word. It is also, of course, when somebody has a nephew, so he's somebody's Mamu as well. And of course, that's different when, subhanAllah, you are in that situation in terms of relationship. But Amir al-Hasan says it is not allowed by Sharia to call any Muslim a fool, because now there are two meanings for this. If you call a person because you made him a fool and you say, I have made you a mamu, I have made you a fool, you have teased him. Allahu Akbar. Calling him a fool will hurt his feelings, and hurting the feelings of any Muslim without any Shari'i permission is not allowed, dear viewers. It is a sin and haram deed leading to hell. So yeah, this is just one example saying fool or mamu. There are many other words, dear viewers of Madani channel, that we use deliberately sometimes to hurt the feelings of others. And if a person does so with his actions or with his words, however, if he hurt the feelings of any Muslim without any other reason, to say without any Shari'i reason, he will be questioned about this on the Day of Judgment. He will be a sinner. And this is haram in Islam. Subhanallah. Even when we make salam to a person, we consider his honor, his dignity, haram upon ourselves. And we assure his security. Subhanallah. That is why we make salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Everything that's halal for him, like his family, his wealth, his honor, his dignity becomes haram for us. That is protected by us. We assure his security that nothing of his will be harmed by us. That is why we make salam. How beautiful is Islam that teaches us the sunnah method of making salam. Salam can be repeated many a time. For example, you enter the room, you make salam. You exit the room, you make salam. And again you enter the room and you can make salam. Over and again, there is no limitation for making dua for a person. How beautiful is Islam, dear viewers. Even taught us the mannerism in salam, that if a person says, Assalamu alaikum, then how would you reply to him? Would you make a better dua for him? Would you not make a better supplication and dua for him? Islam teaches you how to give a better reply. Subhanallah. And the reward for giving a longer reply. Immense blessings, dear viewers. Instead of saying good morning, instead of saying all these morning messages, dear viewers of Madani channel, Islam has taught us to make dua for one another. And if this person's deeds are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he makes salam to you, he requests Allah Azza wa Jalla to send blessings upon you, then surely, dear viewers of Madani channel, that day will be a blessed day for you, for if he is, of course, a pious person that you make salam to. So form the habit of exchanging salam. It increases love, dear viewers. It increases muhabba. It brings people together. It finishes and destroys pride, command. This showing off is finished. So that person attains more reward for initiating a salam. Form the habit of making salam first. Allahu Akbar. And also, when you do make salam, make at such an audible voice that the person in front must be able to hear. Say it loud enough that you would be able to hear your own salam as well, and others around you could hear that you have made salam. Otherwise, there are people out there who say, I make salam to him, but he doesn't reply to my salam. Or they do not reply to my salam. We do salam karte hain jab hum office mein jaate hain ya ghar pe jaate hain, lekin unki taraf se jawab hi nahi aata. So, ab salam, agar zor se kare, try and make sure that your salam is heard before making any assumption. Isse pehle ki hum khud is soch mein pad jaye ki, kyun unhone jawab nahi diya. So try and form the habit, dear viewers of Madani channel, to firstly make salam loudly and make with the intention of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he will not reply for the salam, then of course he will be this will be wrong, because it is sunnah to make salam, but it is wajib then to reply. to give reply to the salam, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, there are many other questions which have been asked. Another person had asked, where do jinns offer salah? Where do jinns offer salah? Do you know the answer to this, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Let's see, inshallah. Here is the answer, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Jinns offer salah at grass. Another person has stated, what should a person recite when he sees something good? When a person sees something good, could acha humne dekha, subhanallah. So what should you do or what should you say? Zahir si baat hai, we should, a lot of people say subhanallah, mashallah. Some people get irritated. Agar aapne kisi, aapne koi achhi cheez dekhi ho, you have seen something good, and some people then don't say mashallah, subhanallah, then others may say, why did you not say mashallah, subhanallah? Because you have put nazar on this thing that you have just seen now. If you have said mashallah, it would have been better than the other words that you have said. So alhamdulillah, people have their own ways of praising Allah Azza wa Jalla when they see something good. Alhamdulillah. But here let's listen to what our beloved Nabi Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do when he sees something that looks good. Allahu Akbar. He would say, Labbaik. Inna la aisha aishul akhirat. Allahu Akbar. He would say, Labbaik. Indeed, the afterlife is actually the life. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, the afterlife is the eternal abode. And he would give preference to that. Subhanallah. Remember, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we all are the same. We all are equal. Allahu Akbar. It is just the taqwa which separates us. It is the piety which separates us. And this is our main objective. This is our main goal as Muslims, to increase our taqwa. And if we were able to do this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, then you have attained success. You have indeed attained success. Agar shayad dunya mein hum kuch bana na paaye, kuch maali etebar se hum zyada apne aap ko establish nahi kar paaye, koi baat nahi. There is nothing wrong in that, dear viewers of Madani Channel, as long as you have protected your faith and iman, as long as you have not violated the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you take full precautions about this, you are most concerned about haram and halal, you keep up to your salah, you do the things which Allah wants you to do as a Muslim, you are on the righteous path, you are on the righteous track, keep going, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And this is a challenge from day to day. We all struggle in life, we all have ups and downs, every day cannot be the same. Zahir se baat hai, aam si baat hai. It is something which is apparent ki banda, a person can only appreciate health when he knows what it is to be sick. Agar koi banda bimar na ho, then how would he appreciate good health? He will appreciate his health when he recalls the bad days that he went through in terms of health. A person who loses one kidney, he knows the essence of having a kidney, having these body organs. We appreciate the day because we know the night comes. We appreciate the night because we know the day as well comes. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should be appreciative to Allah Azza wa Jal, and we should sincerely repent in His bargah. We should honestly ask Allah Azza wa Jalla on a daily basis for forgiveness, abundance of istighfar, in order for our life to change. Recite La Hawla Wala Quwwata Illa Billahi Al-Aliyyi Al-Azim daily, dear viewers, and you shall see the difference, subhanallah. So yes, the answer is that jinns read salah on grass. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. So likewise, there are many other questions that were asked, and another very beautiful question which is very, very, very informative, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is that a questioner had asked His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Sattar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, a grandparents allowed to eat the meat of Aqiqah? Now, Aqiqah is that which, of course, that animal which is cut on the name of your newborn. Subhanallah, those who have not made Aqiqah for their children, of course, there is a book of Da'wat Islami which is composed with regard to this subject. That subhanallah, Aqiqah ke bare mein sawal jawab, questions and answers related to Aqeeqah, please download this book, Dear Views of Madani Channel, from the social media of Dawat Islami, which is the website of Dawat Islami. And have your hands on this book. You can purchase it and distribute this to others as well for more information and to have more better insight about what is Aqeeqah. A lot of people have many, many questions related to Aqeeqah. So here a brother asked that our grandparents, perhaps in that area or in that at the place where they reside, people have their own cultures and their own customs, and people make up their own masail at times. So this ruling someone had perhaps made, he says that our grandparents are allowed to eat. Here Amir al-Husn says, yes, every Muslim is allowed to eat from the Aqeeqah meat. Grandparents are included too. People have adopted strange customs and traditions regarding it. For instance, some say, person so and so can eat the meat of Aqeeqah animal and person so and so cannot eat. It is haram for him to eat, it is a halal for a certain person to eat. In fact, Sharia does not authorize such misconceptions. All Muslims are allowed to eat it. It is stated in Bahari Shariat, whether the uncooked meat of Aqeeqah animal is distributed amongst the poor relatives, friends, or it is sent to them after cooking them. Allahu Akbar. Or it is served to them in a ceremony. All of these actions are permissible. Allahu Akbar. So whether you cook the meat and you give it, whether you give the meat raw to any poor person, in all these conditions it is permissible. Grandparents can also eat from the Aqeeqah animal, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is better not to break the bones of the animal. The meat should be separated from the bones without breaking them. This is a good omen for the safety of the child. Allahu Akbar. So if you separate the meat from the bones in this manner, it is taken to be a good omen for the safety of your child, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And furthermore, subhanallah, however, there is no harm even if the meat is cut into pieces after breaking the bone. There is no harm in doing so. The meat can be cooked as you wish, but sweetened meat is cooked and good omen for the manners of the child. So if the meat is sweetened, a good omen is derived and taken from this for the child as well, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And what good omen is taken? That the child will have good akhlaq, good manners. Allahu Akbar. So further elaborating on this, Amir al-Husn then says that if you want to know how can you sweeten the Aqeeqah meat, he says perhaps adding some other ingredients such as root beets. He says root beets are of course sweetened meat. It is something like a sweetener and it will sweeten the food as well. So beetroot is a sweet and sugar is also produced from it, so it will sweeten the meat. Secondly, add sugar or honey to the meat and it will be sweet, inshallah, azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these were some guidelines as to how can the meat be separated from the bone. Even if a person have chopped the meat into pieces, there is no harm in doing so. But there are some good omens taken from this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, given by the scholars of Islam. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us the tawfiq to follow these Madani pearls. And inshallah azza wa jalla, if we read these books and booklets, then you will find immense blessings and benefits. So inshallah, form the habit of reading, dear viewers. Form this habit, inshallah, of acquiring ilm deen. Surely you will know that which you did not know before, and it will help and assist you to grow in the deen, inshallah. And we have another question that had been asked to His Eminence with regard to what is the Shari'i ruling on putting water on a grave? And the answer given by His Eminence is, it is a sunnah act. Listen attentively, it is a sunnah act to pour water on a grave after burying a dead person. And furthermore, he says, likewise, it is permissible to water the plants and growing grass. So, agar is niyat se hum pani dalte hain ki the grass and plants will grow, then it is permissible to pour water on a grave. However, it is a waste of water to pour water without any purpose, just as a ritual. For example, on the 10th of Ashura, those people that go to visit their loved ones at the cemeteries and Qabristan and they pour water over the qabr, and there is no intention for growing the grass, or there is no reason, for example, there is no grass and there is no greenery, there is no plants, and he is pouring water with this niyyah, perhaps this will reduce the azab of the grave, or this would turn off the fire of the grave, or this will provide some sort of coolness to the deceased. کہ اس کو کچھ ٹھنڈک وہاں نیچے پہنچے گی اگر ہم پانی اوپر سے ڈالتے ہیں. سو ہی سیز دس از نیئر ایکٹ آف فولشنس اف سمبڈی پورز واٹر بائی تھنکنگ دیٹ اٹ ول کاز کولنس ٹو دی ڈیزیز اور دیٹ اٹ ول پٹ آؤٹ دا فائر اور ٹارمنٹ. ایسا کچھ نہیں ہے. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is actually wasting in Islam because you have taken water and you have put it over the grave, yet this will not provide any sort of coolness to the deceased, nor this will put off any torment or azab of the grave. Rather, it is wasting water. So if there is some plants, roses, grass growing, any sort of plants and flowers around there, then it is of course something which is sensible for a person to then pour water over it. So is tarah ki cheezein عام ہے ان آور سوسائٹیز. ڈی ویوز آف مدنی چینل, پیپل سی اینڈ اے کاپی, اس لیے کاپی اینڈ پے سچویشن. اسی طرح ہم اپنی نمازیں بھی پڑھتے ہیں کہ ہم دوسروں کو دیکھ کر کے اپنی نماز پڑھتے ہیں, دوسروں کو دیکھ کر آپ اپنی نمازوں کو درست کر رہے ہوتے ہیں. ایسا نہیں ہوتا ہے ڈی ویوز آف مدنی چینل. کسی بھی فیلڈ میں آپ چلے جائیں, اے پرسن کین ناٹ بیکم این انجینئر بائی واچنگ ہاؤ انجینئرس ورک. اگر کوئی عمارت کھڑی کر رہا ہے, by looking at it we will not know the art of construction, of building itself. Likewise, there are many other things in this world here views. You cannot become a doctor by seeing how a doctor operates. You cannot become a pharmacist by just standing in the pharmacy and seeing how medications are sold. Dear viewers of Madani channel, jab hum wo sab kuch nahi ban sakte hain, dekhte dekhte seekhna padta hai, padhna padta hai, then how can we become a namazi by watching namazis perform salah? How can we become a haji just by watching how hajj is done? We will have to learn the masail and then perform that action. You have to know the rules and have the knowledge and ilm of that before doing it. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani channel, is this situation that we should first acquire the ilm and knowledge before performing the action. The knowledge is farb as well, just as namaz is farb. And to acquire the ilm and the knowledge of how can this action be carried out is also farb upon us. But many of us are guilty of this, for we copy and we paste. We see how others do and we would just follow. I see my father perform salah. If he learnt it the incorrect way, I have copied him as well. So I myself learnt it the incorrect way. So if you understand this, dear viewers of Madani channel, enroll yourself in the Madrasatul Madina Balighan classes, classes for adults in Da'wati Islami, classes for children, classes for our Islamic sisters, online classes, physical classes. Allahu Akbar, Da'wati Islami has provided these platforms for you in almost every area. In South Africa, there are so many Marakis, subhanallah, in Durban, in Overport, in Chatsworth, in Phoenix, in Kokstad, in Ulundi, in Mount Alef, Allahu Akbar, all the way to the Free State and Johannesburg. Dawat Islami has spread throughout this country, dear viewers, and likewise in different parts of the world. Dawat Islami has provided these platforms for people to learn, and hundreds, thousands of people have graduated and qualified. They have done these courses and they have made others qualify as well. They have taught others as well. So join and affiliate yourself with this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, and learn, dear viewers, that by pouring water over the qabr, there is no coolness in the grave, but rather by performing virtuous actions, subhanallah, by making Isa alayhi thawab, to forward the reward and thawab of every virtuous deeds. One does not have to book a hall. One does not have to call hundreds of people and, you know, form a gathering in order to make Isa alayhi thawab. No, rather every good action you perform, every sadaqah and charity you give, the action and the thawab or reward of that action can be forwarded and sent to the deceased, dear viewers of Madani channel. This will provide coolness for him perhaps. This will reduce his punishment for him. This will cause some sort of ease for him in the qabr if you make dua for him through the wasila of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us the dar Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of jakani, at the time when we are counting our last breath. May every sunni, may every aashiq Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be honored and blessed with the vision and glimpse of Mustafa jani rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What can be said, dear viewers of Madani channel? It is that moments when a person experiencing the pain and agonies of death, and to ease that pain, it is only Didar Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is that love and the flames of muhabba which is burning in our hearts. This should make us follow his teachings and be obedient to him, love him, listen and understand and adhere to the sacrifices that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his blessed family, his noble companions alayhi muridwan, had done for the sake of Islam. And where do we stand as followers and ummatis? Here we go with another question, dear viewers. A person had asked, did our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam perform sajda-i shukr? Allahu Akbar. Very important question. And together with this, a lesson for us as well, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So the answer is yes. Rasul Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did perform sajda-i shukr. And when did he perform sajda-i shukr? Listen to this, subhanallah. When he heard the good news that Abu Jahl had been killed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So in the seerah, in the books of seerah, you would learn, the viewers of Madani Channel, that this was performed by the beloved Rasul. And actually this is the sunnah of many other previous Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, of course before Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who also performed sajda-i shukr, Allahu Akbar, and they performed namaz as well. So Amir Ahl Sunnah says, when a child is born or one gets wealth or his lost thing is found, or a patient recovers, or a traveler returns from a journey. In short, dear viewers of Madani Channel, when a person gets any sort of blessing, it is mustahab for him to perform sajda-i shukr. Its method is the same as that of sajda-i tilawat. Allahu Akbar. So now we even learn the method of making sajda-i shukr. If you have never done sajda-i shukr, aaj waqt hai, make the shukr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why, dear viewers? Why should we adopt the policy of gratitude? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what an easy mean to increase and enhance our luxuries. What an easy way, a simple way to be content. Firstly, with what you have, and then make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla for every blessing He has given you. You can make the shukr of Allah Azza wa Jalla for these eyes, not only by saying, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, I thank you for this great blessing, but together with protecting your eyesight from committing any fornication. This means you have made shukr for your eyesight. Likewise, dear viewers, make shukr for the hands by using them for the correct work. Use your ears, your heart, your mind, your legs and other important body organs for the righteous work, and this will mean that you have made shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla for these blessings, because you have not abused these blessings by committing sins with it. This will mean you have never appreciated these blessings, and therefore Allah will then test you. So make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Rasulullah made sajda-i shukr when Abu Jahl was killed. He's an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of Islam. Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed perseverance, sabr, patience. Allahu Akbar. So much of oppression was done upon him, but he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained as a pillar of strength, as a mountain of patience, and never shook from his position. They oppressed him, and in various ways, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Abu Jahl insulted the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many a times, but our Aqa and our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained patient, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. So we learn that for people who are patient, for people who have sabr, may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you for. Your reward is Allah Azza wa Jalla, because He says, "Inna Allaha ma'as sabireen." Allah Azza wa Jalla is with those who have patience. We need to have patience. And if somebody asks you, how do you start having patience, dear viewers of Madani Channel, then the opposite of patience is being impatient. We get impatient over little matters. Choti choti baaton pe hamara sabr toot jata hai. Ho sakta hum kisi badi baat pe humne sabr kar liya ho, lekin kabhi kabhi hum aasan tarike pe aakar ke bhi ruk jate hain. Misal ke taur pe, a person is so patient with his family in his home, but he loses his patience at the signal, at the robot. Allahu Akbar. If somebody had crossed him, or the robot is still red, he crosses the signal point, and he breaks the rule because he's impatient, sometimes for no reason. And this means it could cause harm to others as well. So being impatient for matters like this, being impatient if someone's salary isn't paid on time, being impatient for matters when you could have waited and there was nothing wrong for a day or two maybe, but having no sabr, dear viewers of Madani Channel, starts from here. Whereas if you could not be patient over little matters like this, if the food isn't dished out on time, if the meeting did not start on time, and a person insults others because of matters like these, then it means he's very impatient and he does not have the ability to hold on to sabr. Sabr and perseverance, all these are different names, dear viewers. It is to have or to increase your tolerance level. All of this can be found in the seerat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jalla forgive us. May Allah grant us true and hakiki love and connection and proximity to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shukran to our brothers. May Allah bless you in both worlds. We have come to the end of our episode. Continuously and consistently recite durood, salams and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I leave you with our mission again, and our slogan is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah. Start your day with remembrance.